This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Katarina Sestarek. A group of protesters Tuesday called on Missouri Republican Congressman Blaine Lutkemeyer to vote to end the federal government shutdown that began October 1st. Marshall Griffin has details.
The 40 demonstrators outside Lutkemeyer's Jefferson City office included David Minell with the group Missouri Alliance for Retired Americans. He says they want a, quote, clean bill that will reopen the federal government and raise the debt ceiling.
We do not believe what is going on in Washington, D.C. is conducive to good representation. They're holding all of us hostage because of their dirty politics.
The crowd delivered a so-called cease and desist order to Lutkemeyer staff in Jefferson City. Afterwards, nearly half the protesters went to Governor Jay Nixon's state capitol office to protest his decision to cut food stamp funding for adults who have no children. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Congressman Lutkemeyer has not responded yet to requests for a comment on the protesters calling for him to vote to end the government shutdown. Some of Missouri's top-ranking Republican officials are calling on Attorney General Chris Koster to get involved in an alleged sexual assault case in northwest Missouri. Koster's office has said it has no legal authority to reopen the investigation. The Nottoway County prosecutor dropped felony charges in March 2012 against two teenage boys who had been accused of sexually assaulting two younger girls. The prosecutor later dropped a misdemeanor child endangerment charge. House Speaker Tim Jones says he believes Koster does have authority to intervene in the case. Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder said Koster and the local prosecutor should ask a circuit court to convene a grand jury to review the evidence and decide whether to bring charges. Nottoway County Prosecutor Robert Rice issued a statement Tuesday saying the charges were dropped after the accusers refused to testify. But Melinda Coleman, the mother of one of the girls, said that's not true. Coleman said she and her family never stopped cooperating with investigators in the alleged sexual assault of her daughter. New research from UC Berkeley shows that American taxpayers pay nearly $7 billion a year to fund government assistance programs for fast food workers. In Missouri alone, it costs $146 million a year. Protesters met outside the Taco Bell on Nifong Boulevard in Columbia Tuesday to advocate for higher wages for fast food workers. Columbia resident James Brown is an employee at Taco Bell. He says he loves his job, but gets paid just over minimum wage. He doesn't have health or life insurance and says he struggles to afford basic necessities for his girlfriend and 18-month-old son. He says working people like himself should not have to rely on government assistance.
If these fast foods come together and start paying us living wages, those government assistance could go to those who really need it.
The wage in the U.S. for a worker in fast food restaurants is currently $8.69 an hour, and only 13% of jobs provide health benefits. That leaves 52% of workers nationwide that enroll in government assistance programs. That figure is 49% in Missouri. Some additional Missouri employees could face furloughs if the federal government doesn't resolve a budget stalemate this week. State Budget Director Linda Lubering says Missouri has enough money to continue paying its federally funded employees through October. But she says that if Congress and President Barack Obama don't agree this week on a plan to end a partial shutdown of the federal government, Missouri will have to start firming up its next round of employee furloughs. So far, about 200 employees at the Missouri National Guard have been furloughed. Lubering said the next round of furloughs probably would affect fewer than 100 employees. American farmers count on a steady supply of herbicides, fungicides, and insecticides to keep pests from destroying their crops. But the government shutdown is creating a backlog of chemicals needed to produce the vital tools. Harvest Public Media's Abby Fentress-Swanson reports.
Many of the ingredients needed to produce the pesticides that American farmers rely on are imported. Normally, the chemicals arrive at U.S. ports and Environmental Protection Agency personnel inspect the shipments. But since these EPA inspectors were among those furloughed during the shutdown, millions of dollars worth of chemicals are now being held at U.S. ports. Ray McAllister of the pesticide industry trade group Crop Life America says unless EPA inspectors get back on the job, this bottleneck could cause delays in production that would ripple through the farming industry.
Much of the corn crop in the U.S. is treated with fungicides and then insecticides before it's planted. Some of those may be delayed and not available for the treatment process to begin.
McAllister says unless the shutdown ends soon, spring planting could be delayed. Abby Fentress-Swanson, Harvest Public Media.
More than 60 protesters gathered in Springfield Tuesday holding signs reading, "Reopen the government now and don't hold our economy hostage." The crowd would deliver a cease and desist order to the office of Republican Representative Billy Long of Missouri's 7th District, titled "Stop the Extreme Politics and Do What's Right for Working Families." Steve Polzin holds a sign that reads, "The GOP, our bridge to the 11th century," which he says paints the picture of a party that is going backwards.
I believe any time either party wants to hold the whole country hostage to get their way, they have no leadership, and they're trying to govern by throwing tantrums, and that's not the way to run the greatest country in the world.
Royce Redding with Long's office says the congressman is very in touch with his constituents and that he welcomes their comments. A cease and desist order was also delivered Tuesday to the Jefferson City office of Republican Congressman Blaine Lukemeyer. The Mark Twain Regional Council of Governments in North Central Missouri is still on track to complete its plan to expand broadband coverage by the end of 2014. The plan is part of the Mo Broadband Now, the statewide initiative to expand and enhance broadband coverage to rural communities. The initiative hopes to expand broadband access to 95% of Missourians by the end of 2014. Some small portions of the state have seen delays, but the Council of Government, which includes Audrain and Macon counties, has seen a lot of progress on projects in its area. Community Development Specialist David Cheek says the region's plan should be approved shortly.
Sometime in the next three or four months, we will get back together with the telemedicine committee, and then we'll go on from there and get the final report back to the university.
The Council of Governments teamed up with a telemedicine committee in order to also improve the broadband hospitals and clinics throughout the region. Cheek says he hopes to have the final report to the University of Missouri to create a statewide broadband plan by the first quarter of 2014. For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek.